Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Nick the Greek. I am your host. Today is Tuesday, August 10th, 5:34 a.m. It is Tuesday, August 10th, 2021, 5:34 a.m. And I'm here with my nephews, Mo and Ron. And we are here in Santa Cruz, California. And we wanted to deliver some messages to you guys with this show of peace, love, unity, and connection. Which is why these shows originally began, was to deliver these messages. And the reason why I say these shows, actually I like to welcome my co-hosts to the shows, which are like I said, my nephews, Mo and Ron.
Hey, I'm good, Nick.
What's up, Mo? That's good, Mo. I'm proud of you guys. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's up, I'm good, Nick.
What's up, my boy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, I'm good, Nick. We woke up early so we can come to the show with you, I'm good, Nick.
That's right. Thank you guys for waking up early, Mo. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's right. I'm going to love you, bro.
I love you guys too, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who just tuned in, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show, where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis, and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole. And I'm here with my nephews, Mo and Ron, which are my co-hosts, and I'm going to let Mo take the mic from here.
Hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? It's Mo from the Love Wins podcast show, but also the Mo and Ron podcast show. We're on the next co-host. We're my brother Ron. We're 12 years old. And like Uncle Nick said, we started these shows. Like with this one, it's Uncle Nick's first show. It's the Nick the Greek podcast show. And it's on Spotify, too. You can check it out if you like. It's called Nick the Greek Podcast Show. You tell him, Ron. All right, I tell him, Mo. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Ron. I'm Uncle Nick's other nephew. And we in Santa Cruz, California. There's no one else saying, Ron. Oh, my bad, Mo. Go on, Ron. Go on with the intro. Oh, yeah. Like my brother Rob Mo said, and like my Uncle Nick said, we co-host to the show. We started these shows. This one and this, that other show that Uncle Nick do is called the Nick the Greek Podcast Show.
No, I don't do the show anymore, Ron. We started a new show, right?
Oh, yeah, Uncle Nick. So Uncle Nick used to do the Nick the Greek Podcast Show. I'm sorry, Uncle Nick.
It's all right, Ron. It's all right. Just go with the intro.
Nah, this is Mo, Uncle Nick.
No, it's not, dude.
No, it's Ron, Uncle Nick.
All right. Go on with the intro, Ron.
Okay, Uncle Nick. We love you, bro.
Hey, I love you guys too, man. Go on with the intro.
Oh, yeah. So, like Uncle Nick said, we started these shows about a year ago. We started the Mo and Ron podcast show in June, but we was with Uncle Nick when he was doing the Nick the Greek podcast show. That now is called Love Wins Podcast Show. Did I say it right, Uncle Nick?
Yes, you did, Ron. Yes, you did.
Okay, Uncle Nick. So now it's called the Love Wins Podcast Show. And Uncle Nick said we do the episodes together on the show on Spotify. So if you want to look for the show, you have to look for the Love Wins Podcast Show. And that's the Uncle Nick. And we the co-host of the show, and on the Love Wins is also a brother sister show, and that's the Mo and Ron podcast show. That's the one we do with Uncle Nick.
Good job, Ron. Good job.
Thank you, Uncle Nick. Yeah, thank you, Uncle Nick.
Good job, Mo. You guys are good, man. I'm proud of you guys, man.
Thank you, Uncle Nick.
You're welcome. So like the boys said, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into the Love Wins podcast show, where we discuss worldwide matters, and we try to come up with solutions for them. And with these shows, the Nick the Greek podcast show, the Love Wins podcast show, the Mo and Ron podcast show, We came up with some goals that we want to reach on these shows. That I'm going to let the boys tell the goals that we want to reach with the shows. We usually do the same thing on the show, but, you know, we discuss Worldwide Matters when new things arise. And so as of right now, the goals that we have with these shows, we haven't really been able to reach any, even though it's been already been a year and a half since we've been doing these shows. And so it's kind of sad, you know, because these shows we do, I'm going to let the boys tell it. Tell them why we do these shows, Ron.
Uncle Nick said because we all connected through energy. Did I say it right, Uncle Nick?
Yes, you did, Ron. Yes, you did. Good job.
Thank you, Uncle Nick. Uncle Nick said because we all connected through energy and because we progress, Uncle Nick.
And because what, Ron? Say it a little louder, my boy.
Because we progress. Because we progress, Uncle Nick.
That's right. That's right, Ron. Because we progress.
Thank you, Uncle Nick. Should I go on?
Go on, go on, Ron.
You tell him, Mo. Okay, I tell him, Ron. Uncle Nick said, because we all connected through energy, and because we progress, and then Uncle Nick said that we should all live with peace and love, y'all, because if we don't live with peace and love, then this world is gonna be a bad world for us and the children over just the world. That's what Uncle Nick said. Right, Uncle Nick?
Yes, Moe, that's really good, my boy.
Thank you, Uncle Nick. Yeah, thank you, Uncle Nick.
You're welcome, Ron. You guys are welcome, man. So that's what happened. You know, I came to these awarenesses that I had told my nephews about how we're connected through energy and how we're a progressive species. And then I realized, you know, I realized why don't this energy should be moved, actually, is what I'm just, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. What I was trying to say is that this energy would be best for our humankind, our human species, if this energy is moved in the most positive manner possible, because if we're connected through this energy and we're a progressive species, and I'm gonna let Mo break it down for you guys.
Thank you, Uncle Nick. So Uncle Nick said if we progress, then we're always going to get better at whatever we do. Right, Uncle Nick?
Yes, yes, Mo, go on.
So Uncle Nick said if we only get better at what we do, it don't matter if the universe is not going to discriminate on if you love or if you hate. Right, Uncle Nick?
Yes, yes, Mo, that's good.
All right, Ron, you tell him. All right, I'll tell him, Mo. Uncle Nick said we're connected through energy, and so this energy has to be moved with love, y'all, because if it's not, then all of us and the children of this world, we're going to live in a really bad world when we grow up and when they grow up. And so that's really all it, but that's it. But we started this, Uncle Nick started the Nick the Greek podcast show because of the COVID-19, and now Uncle Nick said there's another virus around, y'all. You tell him, Mo. Okay, I tell him, Ron. Yeah, like my brother said, and we thank y'all for the support, and we love y'all. Thank you for your support, but we need to come up with a cure or antidote for the COVID-19, y'all, because a lot of people is dying, and then you tell them, Uncle Nick, I don't want to tell them, I want to cry, Uncle Nick.
Don't cry on the show, Mo.
Oh, okay, Uncle Nick, I won't cry.
The reason why my nephews are getting emotional is because, well, just one of them was getting emotional, but they're twins. I know how it goes with them, you know. One and the other one do the same most of the time. So what my nephews are trying to say is that it's really sad that there's no cure or antidote for these worldwide viruses yet because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we thought the first one was going to go away, right? And that we would have already all had come up with a cure or an antidote for these worldwide viruses that are killing people all over this planet at any time. It could be anybody, anywhere, which is kind of scary, right? Because, I mean, most logical people don't really want to die. They want to live. They want to live a good life. They want to live with peace, love, unity, connection, and live in a happy, peaceful world. And I'm sure most logical people on this planet would want their kids to live in such a world, right? So that's why we do these shows, right? Right, Mo and Ron?
Yes, Uncle Nick. Yes, Uncle Nick.
Right, exactly. That's why we do these shows, because we care about the world and we want the world to be a good place with peace and love for the children of this world, because they're the future of this planet. And so, for those who just tuned in, go ahead, Mo.
If you just tuned into the show, I can't do what I'm going to do, please. Okay, I'll do it, Mo. For those who just tuned in, welcome to the Mo and Ron Podcast Show, which is a brother/sister show to the Love Wins Podcast Show. So it's really the Love Wins Podcast Show, but, you know, I wanted to help my nephews get on air because they're good kids and they have a lot of love to give, and so I wanted to help them. So we put their episodes on the same show, which is the show you're tuned into right now, which is the Love Wins Podcast Show. And we were just talking about the goals that we want to reach with the show. Before I say that, though, I'd like to know that these shows are not scripted. There's no script for these shows. Nobody wrote us anything down for us to read. We're just some good people that care about the world and want the world to be a good place. And so this is what we know how to do. So this is what we're doing. And so the goals that we came up with the show that we were just talking about, I mean, you know, the goals that we were just talking about are goals that I came up with while improvising the Nick the Greek podcast show, which is what this show, the Love Wins podcast show, is formally known as. It used to be called the Nick the Greek podcast show. It's not two separate shows. It's the same show, but there is two different. So it's basically a continuance, right? So I started the Nick the Greek podcast show. I did about 40 episodes. And then I wanted to change the name from Nick the Greek podcast show to Love Wins podcast show. And so, excuse me, when I changed the name, Anchor, the platform that I used to create these shows and broadcast them, Anchor told me that I couldn't, I couldn't combine the episodes, basically. I don't really understand why still to this day, but, you know, I got a lot of love for Anchor because they broadcast these shows, and these shows were created, like I said, to help save this planet, right? To help all of us together as a whole save this planet. So I can't be mad at them for not combining the shows because, you know, the old show is still up. They haven't taken it down, and so I got mad love for them for that, and also because, they've been supportive of me and us and doing these shows, and so I really appreciate that. I just like to note that I'm not mad at Anchor, and I'm very grateful. But what we were talking about is how, you know, I came to these awarenesses as an individual. I'm a 35-year-old male. I live in Santa Cruz, California, and a couple of years ago, I came to, you know, some pretty big awarenesses for us human beings that, you know, things that are obvious, but weird things. Sadly, they don't teach them, and the educational system, which I think is really odd, that these things are not taught in school. You know, like, my sisters are teachers, and I've told them a couple of times about this, but not, I guess, I should have, you know, put more emphasis in what I was saying is what I'm trying to say, because they're teachers, and so I think that they should all the teachers of the world should teach this to kids, because maybe they do, you know, today, maybe they do, but the thing is, what I meant to say is that the thing is, nobody ever told me that when I was younger, right? Nobody ever told me, hey, just so you know, all of us human beings, we're all connected through energy, and we are a progressive species, right? And so I came to these awarenesses on my own, right? At about what? Like, clearly, like, total clarity on these things was like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. Like, to be able to put them in these words, you know? Because I always knew that we were connected through energy. I mean, you know, it became kind of obvious whenever I walked into a place and I realized that if I was happy, I would change people's moods, right? But they would kind of feel my vibe and then go with it, right? So I noticed that sometimes I'd walk into a room and I would be happy and other people would get happy. Then sometimes I walked into a room and I realized that if I was not so happy, then other people would feel my energy and maybe feel the same. And so that's when, you know, it took me so many years. I still don't understand why it took me so many years to realize how big
this is, right? Because today, at 35 years old, I realize more than ever how serious this is for our human species. The fact that we're all connected to each other through energy. But the important thing is that nobody told me this as a child, right? And they don't teach it in school. And I happen to believe that if they did teach it in those words, though, right? In those words, if they did teach it in school, then my life may have been different if I learned this at a younger age. And I'm not mad at my teachers. I'm not mad at my parents. I said this before, right? On the Nick the Greek podcast show and on this show, I've said this before. I'm not mad at anyone about this. It's just that I don't understand why, right? So we're moving on from that. Now that I know, though, right, I want to help show it to other children on this planet and other people on this planet. Because why not? It's a good thing. It's a good thing, and it's a good thing for our planet, and it's a good thing for our world to live trying to move the energy that we're all connected to each other through in the most positive manner possible. Right? Because it's simple math, you guys. If we're a progressive species, right? If we're the type of species, which another thing, you want to talk about some deep stuff? That's proof. That right there, the word species is proof that there is other species on this, in this universe, on this, in our universe, in our galaxies, whatever. There's other species, because the word species couldn't exist if there was not more than one. Does that make sense? Okay, am I being logical? Okay, I am being logical. Okay. The duck guy is not logical, though. That guy, let me tell you who that guy is. That's the biggest scumbag that you ever ran across in your existence, yo. Right? In Santa Cruz, every night, there's some guy that plays with a robotic duck, right? And he makes it laugh like a dude, like an old dude, like an old white dude. And this is what it does, right? It goes like this every single night, right next to my house in the river. It goes like this. You want to know why he does that? Well, number one, he wants attention, right? He's some rich ass piece of shit that wants attention. Excuse my language, because I'm cursing on the show now. But he's some rich piece of you know what that wants attention. Because think about how much it costs, to how much money he spent on this robotic duck that he controls anytime he wants. And he does it every night to piss me off, to make me angry, to make me have bad thoughts, to make me have negative thoughts about how bad I want to hurt this guy. Because what am I doing here, right? I'm trying to save the world, right? But he figured that if he distracts me, right, by making that sound, because it's not natural. It's unnatural to hear a duck going, Does anybody else know any ducks that do that? If you do, please call me, right? And we'll go collect them together if they get on your nerves too. Because I'm going to have to do it by myself soon. Just like I'm going to have to come up with a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19 so I can help save the world. Because as far as I know, I've mentioned my phone number many times. I've mentioned my email address many times. Not one person has called yet to say, hey, I have enough money to help you save the world. Because that's what it takes to make a cure or an antidote, ladies and gentlemen. Because I went into it, right? So I'm looking for the ingredients. What else can I do? Because I'm the first person I heard talking about a cure or an antidote. I never heard that duck or the guy that controls it talking about a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19. I'm the first person. So since I was the first person and other people haven't had the chance to think about a cure or an antidote or even talk about one for the COVID-19, because they're probably being occupied by this guy and his duck, right? Anyway, since nobody else has had the time to think about it, I did. So what I sat there and I said, okay, I'm the one that thought about this. Maybe I'm the one that needs to create it, right? So I looked into it. So I wrote down a list of things. I wrote down a list of things that I need to make a cure or an antidote, right? And guess what the first thing I need is, you guys? Guess what the first thing I need is? The first thing I need to make a cure or an antidote for these worldwide viruses, because now there's another one, is the Delta. And I apologize because this was supposed to be a comedy, but it ended up drama again because the COVID-19 is still happening. People are still dying. And this dumb fuck is still playing with his duck. Right? So no more comedy anymore. unfortunately, because of this dumb fuck and his duck at the San Lorenzo River in Santa Cruz, California, that harasses me all the time. And because nobody's talking about a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19 yet still. And it's been a year and a half since this worldwide virus has been around. So thanks, dumb fuck, with your duck. Thanks for joining us today on the Love Wins podcast show. You're a piece of shit and you're gonna rot in hell. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. As I was saying, the first ingredient that is needed to make a cure or an antidote for this worldwide virus by the name of COVID-19 that is killing people all over our planet, the first ingredient that is needed is money, right? Now, if I had the money, I would help the world live by coming up with a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19. But to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, let me take my tone down a bit. To be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago, I happened to get incarcerated 17 times in 1 year with no charges. No charges. Okay? You know what that did? When I started going to jail, and this is not about me. I'd like to note, this is not about me. This is about this planet. Because whoever put me in jail that many times in 1 year while I was going to school and running a really good business that would help save the world also as a personal trainer, I went to jail 17 times for no reason with no charges in 1 year. I broke the Guinness World Book of Records for going to jail the most times in 1 year with no charges for anyone to ever exist on our planet. Can anyone please tell me why a man would go to jail 17 times in 1 year with no charges? Maybe they don't want this man to have money, because if he had money, he would come up with a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19. Anyway, I'd like to thank you guys for joining us today. Thanks, dumb fucking your duck. Thank you, audience, for being good people that care about the world and might just share this on your Facebook so we can help save this world. Because it's really sad that there's no cure or antidote for the worldwide virus by the name of COVID-19 yet. We have 4 more goals that we want to reach on this show that we're going to talk about when we come back from commercial. But I have to take a break and calm down because this piece of shit and his duck ain't going to stop. So I have to go find him first before I continue, because I have to save the world. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there's definitely no guys in their fucking ducks. How fucking pathetic. Anyway, you were just tuned into the Love Wins podcast show, where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole. These shows can be found on Spotify, the Love Wins podcast show, and what it was formerly known as, which was the Nick the Greek podcast show. They can be found on Spotify, Applecast, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm, which is the main platform that I use to create these shows and to broadcast them, Spoon, Breaker, Podcast Addict, and Podcast Guru. Please stay tuned for after the commercials. I apologize, I got loud and angry, but I can't understand why anybody would want to stop me from trying to help save the world. So you can understand where I'm coming from if you're a good person that cares about the planet. Please join us for the Love Wins podcast show after the commercials. Stay tuned. Thank you.